Hi there, it's Amy Carlson, the Toxin Terminator, and I have had the privilege of working with Rachel Varga since I believe about July. Rachel and I met through a mastermind that we both belong to, and let me tell you, she has got the most beautiful skin I have ever seen from anyone. And if I was going to trust someone with my skincare and helping me develop that beautiful glow, that beautiful radiance from inside, it was going to be Rachel Varga. She is the walking example of doing exactly what she says. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. I was able to do a one-on-one consult with her, and I loved that she listened to my needs and my concern. As a plus 50-year-old woman, I knew that aging was something I needed to worry about. I knew that because of the things that I had done when I was younger, I certainly had been causing damage to my skin. And I also knew because of some of the products I had been previously using on my skin, I was also causing damage to my skin. She listened to my needs. She looked at what I had going on currently. And she also listened to my needs of wanting a more holistic approach to really taking care of my skin as I continue to age. And that was super important to me that she listened. Now, I've been using her products now for at least the past 30 to 45 days. And I can see a huge difference already and know that there's still more forthcoming. I trust in the products that she has given me. I trust in the science behind what she does. And I trust in Rachel, and I know you can too. Thank you.
Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome everyone to today's episode on the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm going to be sharing some of my personal favorite things for beauty sleep and my top tips to help you continue to age impossibly well for many, many years to come. I warmly invite you to subscribe to the Rachel Varga Podcast and the Rachel Varga YouTube channel. Be sure to hit the bell notifications so that you know when new episodes are dropped. And if you have any questions from today's recording or any other episodes that you're tuning into and you're like, hey, I wonder about this, send me an email at info@rachelvarga.ca or reach out to me at rachelvarga.ca for skincare and rejuvenation customized guidance. So before we get into today's content, let me know in the comment section. I love interacting with you all here in the live Rachel Varga Podcast recordings. Let me know your PM routine questions. And what does your routine look like? It's not about whose routine is more expensive or expansive or complicated, but it's really about what makes you feel good and helps you wake up rested. And there's a whole biohacking rabbit hole that we can go through here on the show. And we're going to be focusing in on a couple of options that have really helped me. So what do I do with my PM routine to wind down? And what does my PM beauty and biohacking routine really look like? Well, I wish that I could take you guys completely behind the scenes, but clearly that involves some personal care, some red light therapy, might be a little not G-rated for the show here, but that's okay. You know, imagine. So I really like to start my evening routine. Well, number one, I don't watch any shows that are going to be too stimulating or anything like that. Like I refuse to watch like scary movies before bed or like action movies, because that's going to kind of keep your cortisol running. And the whole point of the PM routine is to be cool as a cucumber as you head into your temperature controlled cocoon, which is your bed. So I love to start my PM routine with my bath. And why I love to take a bath in the evening is because there's actually some clinical research out there that was actually done in Oriental countries that pinpointed the fact that there's higher rates of acne and inflammation in cities that have poorer air quality Interesting, isn't that? That's related to dirt, debris, pollution actually sticking to the skin and those creating changes like oxidative stress and free radicals and things like that. So I love to make sure that I'm going to bed with nice, clean skin. And so that the whole time I'm sleeping, which is going to be 7 to 9 hours, I have nice, clean, hydrated skin. So the bath that I like to take is an Epsom salt bath with baking soda. We're talking 2 cups of unscented Epsom salts. Make sure you get the Epsom salts. It has magnesium in it, so it also helps you sleep. But I'm going to be sharing one of my favorite magnesium tips shortly here. So Epsom salt without any added fragrances. This is really important because the fragrance piece in a lot of skincare products contains something called phthalates. And a lot of these types of agents like parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances are endocrine or hormone disruptors, which if you're toxic, you're not going to age well, you're going to have excess body weight and more skin inflammation. I love to also add some baking soda. So we're talking 2 cups of Epsom salts, 2 cups of baking soda. I know some of you listen to these shows and have DM'd me and said, Rachel, I need your bath routine. I'm like, yes, we are on the path to pulling a Jane Fonda without the 3 facelifts. Trust me on that. It's happening. I'm manifesting that and you can all come along for the ride with me. So 2 cups of Epsom salts, 2 cups of baking soda. Baking soda is great for detoxing. It's actually a super old school remedy for helping to pull things like radiation and toxins out of the body. And you want to make sure that that's non-GMO baking soda as well. Little tip there. And then I'll throw a couple of glugs of my favorite pineapple bath and body oil. So I like to use oils in the tub. And yes, you are going to have to clean out your tub afterwards. That is obviously a given. But I love using bath oils. I haven't really been a huge fan of oils for the face just because in my over 10 years of working with clients and helping them rejuvenate their skin and deal with things like inflammation, you know, diffuse redness, sensitivities, rosacea, melasma, all sorts of things that we can work through. Oils can sometimes be a culprit, and things like even coconut oil. Not everybody does well with coconut oil on the skin or ingested. It just depends on your personal constitution. It's very interesting here. But I love using bath and body oil. And the pineapple oil you can actually get at my e-store at rachelvarga.ca/store. Exciting news coming down the pipeline. My sister is an organic farmer. And I am going to be making a few things. So stay tuned. That's going to be really exciting news here that you guys that tune in on the show here are going to be the first to know. So I will do all of my skincare routine, all of that, you know, shave legs, stuff like that in the bath with my red light therapy going. Obviously, don't have your red light panel in your bathtub. That's not a smart idea. So just throw it on a plant stand. Or if you have one of the taller ones like I have, you can just like put it next to your tub a little bit farther away. I just like having the red light ambience in the room. I just find it really relaxing. But really, you do want to be closer to the panel in order to get the best benefits. But I really like it for ambiance in the room. And it just seems to help settle me. So how do I boost my beauty sleep routine to wake up rested and recharged? So this is really, really important. Like, how many times have you gone to bed or the night before you thought to yourself, oh, you know, I'm just going to have a glass of wine or two or a cocktail and it'll settle me and then I'll sleep. Actually, alcohol tanks my sleep. If I have one Guinness, I'm cool. It does not seem to interfere with my sleep. But if I have more than one beverage before bed, we're talking like 7 p.m. onwards, my Oura Ring tells me that I have not recovered and recharged adequately. So that is how I have measured that. So let me tell you about one of my favorite things to add to my PM routine and also what a number of my clients are already doing to boost their beauty sleep. Now, you know that I mentioned Epsom salts, and Epsom salts is a great way to get magnesium, you know, kind of like absorbed through your skin. But I also recommend even taking a magnesium supplement. So about 2 months ago, I started taking the Magnesium Breakthrough by Biooptimizers. It's the only organic full spectrum magnesium supplement on the market that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium. And I got it right here. I got a couple bottles of it on standby. I love it. The first time I took it, I kid you not, my Oura Ring got me into, I think it was like the mid 90s, the first night I took it. So I was like, like, wow, okay, this stuff definitely makes a difference for me. And I don't talk about stuff on the show here that I don't personally use or believe in, because I do not take your trust lightly. I really value your ongoing support and trust for everybody tuning in here on the show. So if you're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, one of the best things you could do right now is to actually make sure you're getting enough magnesium. So I do have a tip for you, and this actually goes with skincare and all of that, is don't just run to your store to buy the first magnesium supplement you find. And the same thing goes if someone's talking about a retinol. Don't just go and pick up a retinol off the shelf. You got to do your research or find people that you trust, like myself, that can kind of steer you in the right direction, keep you on that straight and narrow, so that you are becoming a more conscious consumer. You're not just picking up this product, not just picking up that product, right? Because every time you buy a product, it's going to waste your time and money, and likely there's going to be a lot of plastic, and it's just going to end up in the landfill. So we have to be smarter with our consumption. Also, most magnesium supplements use only two of the cheapest synthetic forms. That's really important for you to know, that there is variations in quality on the market from supplements and also skincare. So there are actually seven unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience the calming, sleep-enhancing effects of it. That's why I like the Magnesium Breakthrough by Biooptimizers. And how I take it is just two capsules before bed. And after the first evening that I did this, I was amazed by how much better my sleep score was for both the readiness and recovery that I track through my Oura Ring. And then I also use the 8 Sleep Mattress Pad Pro Pod Cover, which you can also get special savings and discounts for at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. And you can also pick up the magnesium there too. That's where I put all of my favorite kind of like biohacky stuff. I'm always updating that as well. So as a thank you for tuning into the show here, visit magnesiumbreakthrough.com/Varga and use promo code Varga10 to save 10% when you try Magnesium Breakthrough. Now, when you use that link and you use that code, that also helps to support me on the channel here so that I can continue to make complimentary free content here on the show. And also just shout out to Biooptimizers. They're a great company. Wade Lightheart, he's the co-founder of the company. Really, really good guy. I love getting to know who these people are that own and run these companies. And that really helps me decide if I want to use their products and support them. And Biooptimizers definitely gets the win and the double thumbs up from me. So Biooptimizers is also giving away free bottles with their best-selling products, P3OM and Mass Enzymes. And if you're curious about what those do, go back to my previous episode with Wade Lightheart here on the show, and we kind of break down why it's important to make sure you're having enzymes in your diet so that you're breaking down your food properly and accessing the nutrients that you need in order to, you know, actually make your food consumption efficient. And then obviously you can test for which foods are going to be ideal for you. And there's another interview as well on the show talking about different nutrition needs for beauty and skin. So by the way, they are doing a little bonus here with orders right now. So this is why I'm wanting to share this with you. So let me know if you have any questions about magnesium, but 100% magnesium is a key part of my beauty sleep routine, both through Epsom salt bathing and also through taking the Magnesium Breakthrough by Biooptimizers before bed. It gives me measurable improvements. Some of the things that I like to monitor with just my whole being, body, mind, spirit, and energy is my stress levels. So all of us are going through stressors right now. And if we can just make sure we're getting that 7 to 9 hours of really good sleep, that's great. So I actually will get notifications that my heart rate was lower last night, which is a good sign of stress improvement. And also my HRV has been going up steadily with everything that I've been doing here and sharing and all of that. That you have to be able to track this stuff. Don't let it be overwhelming for you with biohacking and tracking. Once you've tracked yourself for, say, a couple of months with, say, the Oura Ring, the 8 Sleep, you've done some testing and things like that for your foods and all of that, then you get really good at figuring out how you feel and what your metrics are probably going to say when you feel that. And that's really the dream. When I think of someone like my husband, who I've actually been doing some more collaborative videos with him on the Gabriel Varga official YouTube channel, we're going to be doing some workouts. So that's how I'm going to be integrating a little bit more of the body care here on the show, is actually through moving and using our beautiful meat suit here. That was a little bit of a tongue twister. So when it comes to my PM skincare routine, and thank you, Biooptimizers, for sharing that with our community here. Much gratitude to you all. My PM skincare routine is actually pretty simple. I would consider it to be relatively simple. I don't like using a ton of products, but I like having things be dialed in, results oriented, and super clean. So I'll walk you through what my routine looks like. And in this episode, I don't always like to make specific skincare recommendations on the show. I do that more so during my one-on-one sessions and my skin camps that you can book with me at rachelvarga.ca. One of the reasons why is I don't necessarily know what's going to be right for you, right? My skin type, I'm a little bit acne prone, mid-30s, so I'm also wanting to focus on aging well. And all of that. So a couple of nuances with my routine that might not be right for you. So I love to cleanse, and I actually double cleanse in the evening. And I always wash my face with clean running water from the bath or the shower head, not my Epsom salts, baking soda, bath oil water that my dirty feet are in, right? So we have to think about like how we're caring for our skin on our face. Hair is going to be another episode, because I do have a whole routine for my hair, and I got a lot of it. I got enough hair on my head for about 3 people. So double cleanse in the evening. And then I also, if it's that time of the month or I have a little breakout pop up, what I'll do is I'll make sure I use my scrub that evening. Maybe I'll even use some of my complexion pads with alpha hydroxy and beta hydroxy. Then I'll get out of the tub, and then I'll be standing in front of my red light. And so let's get in the backside of me. Then I'll put on my eye cream, and I'll do a little bit of facial lymphatic drainage. I'll put my moisturizer on. And again, I'm doing some gua sha motions. So check out one of my previous episodes here on the channel on facial gua sha. And I did a really in-depth episode in my latest skin camp as well. So you can ask me how to get access to that. So that's going to be a basic evening. Cleanse, exfoliate, eye cream, moisturizer. That's kind of like the basic stuff. On a more luxurious or advanced PM evening of mine, I will do my dermal rolling. I like to do it in the bath, in the bathroom, with the humidity in the air. I don't do my dermal rolling or use retinol or my ultrasound cavitation device when my skin's a little irritated. So I'll actually do treatments on myself, skin treatments, at-home peels, stuff like that. I have a retinol peel and also an amino acid peel. Now, the amino acid peel I cannot list on my e-store, and that goes for a couple of different products that I work with. It's just how it works out with the manufacturers. Certain products with certain active ingredients aren't allowed to go on the e-store. So you'll get access to that, and I'll bring that to your awareness when we have a one-on-one, or I'll mention it specifically in my skincare programs. So I do love to do dermal rolling with things like copper peptide and retinol and some other actives as well. So there's a whole process to that. One of the reasons I don't actually show you how to dermal roll on the show here is actually a liability issue. So this is a dermal roller I use. I use about 3 of them at different depths for different reasons. And a couple of years ago, I was at a aesthetic plastic surgery nursing conference. Where was that? San Diego, one of my favorite cities. And we all kind of got together, and there was this huge issue with a YouTube influencer. A little dirt here, okay? I think you'll appreciate how I dish the dirt. I like to not poop people down, but there is one YouTuber, I will not mention her name. She loves showing people how to do at-home microneedling, at-home injectables, at home. Buying some shady products from shady websites that she probably got a virus from as well. Anyways, whole other topic. So what a lot of these people at home are doing that are just like they're just looking at people like myself or other fellow top aesthetic doctors and nurses who are sharing their laser injectable microneedling treatments online. They're copying that. So a couple of years ago, top colleagues across the industry would just said, enough is enough. This is an issue, because when people have problems at home, guess who they ring up? They ring up their local provider. Hey, can you fix my botched lips with my high pressure lip injection pen that I bought off the interweb? And it was just, it was crazy, the side effects that we were seeing in the industry. So we just decided enough is enough, pulled all our stuff offline. So that is really the true reason why I don't show how to dermal roll your face here online. I show all of my clients how to do that. I do a live demo in Skin Camp. So I know who's there. And because what I share here is not medical advice. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. And this is all only educational information only. But I do love doing stuff to my face. I love using actives like alpha hydroxy, beta hydroxy, retinol, copper peptides, hyaluronic acid, lactic acid, multiple different antioxidants and peptides and things like that. And I do actually like to mix up what I'm doing on my skin. Same with my supplements. I don't take the same exact supplements every single day and every single evening. I do actually cycle the magnesium, but for the most part, I do take that one almost every evening. But I like to be a little bit intuitive with my skincare and my supplements. So depending if I'm feeling stressed out, I'll maybe lean a bit more into my adaptogens. Two of my favorite stress options that you can get on the store is the Ad Reset and Exhilarin. I love them. Adaptogens and those kind of actives, they just help your body be more resilient to stress and all of that, because that's something we need to learn how to do, is how can we become more resilient? And the same with our skin. If your skin is kind of wavering a little bit, it's a little dry, it's a little red, it's a little sensitive, it's a little flaky, maybe don't do your retinol dermal rolling and your at-home device treatments or peels. Maybe just wait until your skin has stabilized. And that's actually a process called re-epithelialization. When we exfoliate, when we use retinol, we were actually turning over that top layer of the skin, which is called the stratum corneum. So if you've kind of overdone it with your skin is going to feel kind of red, raw, sensitive. But just give it a couple of days, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 days, let the skin cells re-epithelialize, and then go at it with your actives. I actually have this whole weekly planning guide for clients only and skin campers only that allows you to mark off what day you're doing what. It's a whole planner. Like, I literally walk my clients through everything, which is amazing. So that is what my PM routine looks like. I'm doing red light therapy. I'm taking the Epsom salt baking soda bath. I'm doing my skincare. Supplement I take for my beauty routine is the Magnesium Breakthrough through Bio Optimizers. Use promo code VARGA10 at magbreakthrough.com/Varga. I just really want to give a shout out to this because it works. It really helps me get a really good deep sleep and wake up recharged, because I do quite a bit here in this whole space here. And for me to show up the way that I do, I have to take really good care of myself. So we just had a question come through here. Candace says, hello. Candace, it's great to see you. And I want to encourage you to send me a DM over Instagram at Rachel Varga Official. Let me know what your PM routine is. I'll probably do a follow-up episode 2 PM beauty routines, because there's so much more that I actually do right before bed, including after I get out of the bathroom, then I go to my bed, what I do to like get my bed ready and get my room sorted out, what tools I use for that, for air quality, temperature regulation, and all of that. And then what do I do with my hair? Because I do use a couple of specific scalp products, hair products, and I do some cool, like either wrapping or I braid my hair, and then you can get away with less heat styling. And that's something that I want to encourage, is less heat styling on your hair, because if you're constantly blow drying and curling your hair is going to be fried, and also your blonde won't stay quite as blonde and vibrant. But I do have some awesome, super clean, organic hair care products on the rachelvarga.ca/store. They're the ones that I personally use. I have one for a sensitive scalp. The scalp elixir is just fabulous. I put that on my scalp every night. It helps with scalp dryness and flaking. And all of that, because when you have really thick hair, your scalp doesn't breathe as easily. So you do have to take some extra care of that. And the Hallelujah hair oil made by a lovely client of mine from the UK, Super Clean, that one's really nice on my ends as well. So if you have any questions about hair care stuff, that is going to be a follow-up episode. But in the meantime, leading up to that, please send me your questions over email, info@rachelvarga.ca. And learn more about my top options for beauty and biohacking on my favorites page on the website. See some of my favorite products on the store. Not everything I love is able to be listed on the store. Just an FYI, if you ever need to reorder things and you don't see it on the store, send me an email and I will get you hooked up and answer any questions. So when we're moving through changes of seasons, there are things that you need to adjust with your skincare depending on what your skin is telling you. So we're always having to kind of like check in with our body, mind, spirit, energy. That's why this whole like skin stuff and beauty stuff and radiance is so much more, it's so much deeper than a lot of people really realize. So for some more customized guidance, I invite you to book your one-on-one with me and or join my skin camp. Use promo code PODCAST15 for 15% off of your one-on-one with me. And my next private live and interactive skin camp lesson is tomorrow. So if you're in the program, check your email for notifications. And I cannot wait to hang out with you all in my next live lesson in skin camp, because I'm going to be talking about the key rejuvenation treatments to be doing at this time of year for both the face and body. So this is a key. I actually used the key as the image for my next live lesson tomorrow. So register at rachelvarga.ca. You'll see the little thing for skin camp. Make sure you're in that, because trust me, if you like the content that you're getting here from me, I do have to kind of like censor is actually a very appropriate word, because there's a lot of more deeper concepts that I like to get into for beauty, rejuvenation, radiance, and all of that, that I just honestly, like, I can't share here on these public platforms. If you're ever wondering like why I do this and then that, it's there's a reason. And now you know. All right, everybody, have a lovely rest of your day. Right after this, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get in a little exercise with my hubby, get back to some amazing questions from my clients here. And then I'm going to be having a fabulous off-grid day. I'm going to be hanging out in some waterfalls. I'm going to be getting my cold water therapy, my grounding time, my nature time. Might do a little extra cool stuff that I won't share here publicly. Anyways, just love the nature time for staying grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned. If you're wondering what these rings are that I wear, this is actually a very dear to me inscribed ring that has those specific words, staying grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned with your body, mind, spirit, energy, and also to even the forces that are happening around us as well. That's a constant battle and a half. All right, everybody, have a fabulous day. Bye.